USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first COVID-19 vaccines are likely to be given emergency use authorization in just a few weeks. Bill Gates, who has been helping fund treatment development, tells NBC's Today show it's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Things are getting worse right now. And so the next 4 or 5 months actually look pretty grim unless we can really double down on our behavior. But the tools, both treatment tools like antibodies and some of these amazing vaccines, will start to roll out.
The FDA is scheduled to meet about the Pfizer vaccine on December 10th. The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week fell to 712,000 as Americans prepare for the upcoming holiday season during the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Delta Airlines is partnering with the CDC to become the first airline to launch coronavirus contact tracing for travelers arriving in the United States. Delta announcing the voluntary program, which will begin December 15th. President Trump told Americans in a video message why he hasn't conceded and why his campaign has pursued litigation in several states. The president saying, "We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballots are counted." Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy reacts to the president's comments.
The president has every right to say, to offer his opinion about the election. He has every right to go to court and contest the results of the election. And you have every right to disagree. But that doesn't that doesn't degrade democracy. That elevates it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Los Angeles is doing what they believe needs to be done to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
The city of Los Angeles has issued a stay-at-home order for its nearly 4 million residents. Mayor Eric Garcetti issued the emergency order Wednesday night that says residents should stay in their homes effective immediately. Cases of coronavirus continue to rise in the city with nearly 2,500 people hospitalized. That's more than at any other time during the pandemic. At a briefing earlier in the evening, Garcetti told residents that it was time to cancel non-essential activities.
My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer at home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home.
The order does contain a broad list of exemptions for leaving the house, like for health care and groceries, and sets capacity limits during certain hours for retail stores and personal care facilities. The city order has many of the same protocols that are in the L.A. County order that went into effect on Monday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democrat Rita Hart is not going to pursue legal challenges in Iowa after the state certified her opponent as a winner of an election by just 6 votes. Instead, Hart is going to appeal directly to the Democratic-controlled United States House to get involved and demand additional recount proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.